This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The American labor market has now gone a full year, adding more than 400,000 jobs each and every month. The economy has now regained more jobs than it lost early in the pandemic in warehousing and transportation, retail, professional and business services, finance. Meanwhile, employment in bars and restaurants keeps recovering, with consumer spending surging. So how long until there's a complete return to pre-pandemic employment? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
The world hasn't sat still since February 2020. The working age population grew during the pandemic, with immigrants and new graduates, says Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute.
We're about 3.5 million potential jobs short.
She says if we keep up the current pace of job creation,
I think it's absolutely realistic for us to get there by the end of this year.
But there are some risks to full recovery, like continued supply chain disruptions from COVID and the war in Ukraine. And as the economic recovery slows, with the Fed hiking interest rates to fight inflation, job gains could flag, says John Lear at polling firm Morning Consult.
That's consistent with past recessions. It just gets harder and harder to keep hiring workers because initially, you know, a lot of these workers were just coming back. As time progresses, workers are more removed from their prior employers.
And Lear says many others who haven't returned to full-time work are still facing health risks or difficulty finding care for family members. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.